there, you wall-crawling menace! It is the duty of every New Yorker to report the actions of these masked miscreants, so listen up!
Everybody, welcome to episode 81 of The Geek Generation. Mike Volpe and Anna Zifkak are in studio. Anna Zifkak!
Woo, 81!
She stole my spot.
Yeah, I did.
We're in mid-discussion already, and we didn't have things running, but we might as well keep it going. We were actually talking about an article that was on the site recently that Mike Boyd wrote up about comic books versus source material and movies and everything they're based on. And the article was saying that The Hunger Games, things like The Hunger Games, Twilight, and Harry Potter. He was angry that the movies are so popular and the source material is being read by people. And yet, when something like The Avengers comes out or any superhero comic book movie, that all of a sudden nobody goes and reads the source material based on that. And I thought you had a good response to that on the site, Anna.
Mine was basically that it's just too daunting of a task to get caught up on comic books because there's so many of them. I Wikipedia'd The Avengers and there's over 500 issues, and that's just absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
So hand me three Hunger Game books and I know that I can complete them and then I can go see the movie, but there's no way I'm ever going to catch up with, you know, comic books that started in 1963, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just way too many. It's just too daunting of a task. Nobody's going to jump headfirst into that.
Well, yeah, Hunger Games has a limited run. Harry Potter has a limited run. You know when you're done. But yeah, all these other things are so ridiculously large.
And continuing.
And continuing. Right. So yeah, even
you're
as
playing
you start
catch up
catching
to
up,
something that's still going.
Yeah. So I understand Mike Boyd's opinion of he wants people to read the comics is basically what he's saying. Ultimately, I think that like things like, I mean, Harry Potter is well written. I can't argue that it's not. Twilight's garbage when it comes to literary material. I haven't read The Hunger Games, so I don't know. I know it's written for a more tween audience, but I don't know how well the writing actually is itself. Comic books are fantastic stories, but you can't necessarily say that they're written well or not because they're a different format entirely. It's apples and oranges in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But the actual storytelling quality is really what people should take away from it. The one thing that I can say as like an alternative, but again, like you said, you can't just go watch something like Batman Begins and say, okay, now give me the Batman Begins book and I'll read that
right,
to see how that translates to the film thing, because it was based on Batman Year One was part of it. And there were little pieces and sections taken from other graphic Batman novels and like put into that. And it was all kind of a mishmash of different stuff. So if you did the work to find someone who knew that and say, okay, what books, what like two or three graphic novels do I read to kind of get the idea of what Batman Begins was based on? It's possible, but it is a lot of work.
It is.
So you can't just figure that out necessarily on your own and go get those books. And it's a different thing. I mean, he made a very good argument, but at the same time, it is kind of apples
things,
and oranges.
It doesn't work for other things.
Yeah.
It's not going to work with a comic book.
I think his argument was that people don't want to or don't take comic books seriously and therefore wouldn't even try.
Right.
Which I'm sure some people are like that, but I think for the majority of them, it is just way easier to go to the Avengers movie.
Yeah.
You know, it's you're going to get, and that's their job as filmmakers is to condense all those comic books down and to give you an idea. And that's why they put out the Hulk and Iron Man and Thor, to get people familiar and to get them caught up, because they pretty much knew nobody was going to go out and read 500 up to 1,000 comic books. It's
Absolutely.
Just not going to happen. I mean, it's not that I love comic books. I've read, you know, Tank Girl, Into the Walking Dead, but they're smaller serials and they started more modern. You know, I'm not going to start, and I'm like the obsessive type, so I would want to start with Avengers number one, and it's just not going to happen. I'm just being realistic to myself that's not going to happen.
Yeah. And I'm probably even the reverse. Like, people that are book readers could probably come after me because I've seen all the Harry Potter movies. I have no interest in reading the books because I'm just not a reader.
Yeah.
I will read comic books, though, because they are a different format. and they're different to me. But I'm not going to read the books that Harry Potter are based on, but I will. I have been reading all the stuff that Avengers and Batman Begins and all that stuff is based on. So,
but that's probably another argument, too, is there's a lot of people that did what you did and didn't read the Harry Potter books.
Right.
So it's not that they just made a ton of money because of, you know what I mean? It was they made a ton of money because they built themselves a reputation on the books.
Yeah.
And then so everybody that read the books went and then they told their friends to go and then you went. And didn't read, you know, it's just all like personal opinion. I mean, let's just say that 90% of the movies come out are garbage anyway.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And they
so
are.
I'm just glad that they're actually making a good movie. Like, I'm psyched for the Avengers. It's going to be awesome.
Absolutely.
But I'll fully admit I've never read an Avengers comic book ever.
Yeah.
Me neither.
But it's not that you're unfamiliar with the characters either.
No, I've sort of caught up with them with the other movies.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I do once in a while go on encyclopedias and Wikipedias and stuff and just read up on characters that I'm interested in, mm-hmm. things like that. But there's just no way I'm ever going to be able to read all
I'm
those
pretty
comic
sure
books.
The underlying argument is really comic books are still considered a lesser form of writing than a book are or is. I think that's still the argument he's trying to make,
right.
but it's just getting lost in other things. And I agree with him. I think comics are still kind of looked down on as a kiddie form of writing or entertainment. Just like, I mean, everything that I was into or have been into is kind of suffering that same thing. Comic books. I still watch cartoons. I was watching pro wrestling for a while. All these things are considered things mm-hmm. that I should not be into based on my age and all this stuff. But when it comes down to it, a lot of that stuff to me is just the better, more interesting entertainment.
It's your enjoyment in life.
Yeah.
If you follow what everybody told you to do, you'd be in a suit and tie every day.
Ugh.
Sitting behind a desk.
Kill me now.
In a cubicle.
I hate ties so
ready
much.
To go
I can't
home
even
and shoot yourself
you.
Every night. Yeah.
Yeah. But moving on. Mike Volpe had an interesting weekend.
I did.
You did.
I wrestled my final two wrestling matches.
Yay.
It's the last time anybody has to see me in spandex.
Don't lie. You wear them all the time anyway.
I have spandex on right now under my shorts.
Yeah, buddy.
No, it was great. Friday night, I wrestled the last match with the mask on.
Yep. Which I saw via the internet.
Yep. And the audio was horrible.
Horrible
I felt bad.
Audio
of
quality.
Of course it was. But what do you want? It's an NCW show.
Yeah.
That match went okay.
Yep.
I think.
Seemed to go.
Yeah. I found out, you know, in the beginning of the match when we get outside the ring, mm-hmm. all of a sudden I noticed a bunch of people walking away from their seats. And I'm like, oh no, are we sucking? Like, is this what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
It turns out pizza was delivered at my match.
Oh God.
So they walked in with like six boxes of pizza and people were hungry at this point.
Right.
I was match number six. We were right before. It was a long show.
Yeah.
I left after my match. I was match number six and that was going into intermission after me. So pizza was delivered. People were hungry and I saw a bunch of kids and adults get up and leave. And I was just like, damn. And then I found out after that.
That sucks.
That's terrible.
My moment was killed by pizza.
You did the job to pizza.
I did. I jobbed out to pizza. The match went well. You know, it ended and I took the mask off, left it in the ring. And Frank was crying.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You can't see it on camera, but the kid I wrestled.
He had a nice little genuflect toward the mask.
Yeah, I guess
he
bowed to it or something
it was cool.
And then left.
It was very Renaissance.
And I get out of the ring and there's a bunch of kids. And of course, kids. Can we have the mask?
I know, right?
Yeah. Yeah, give me $500 and you want to have a mask.
They used to always ask me for my sweatshirt all the time.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, I only have one of these. It's
and
customized.
Then, Saturday night, I finished off the way I started. Actually, Rob and I started wrestling together. Like when we first started doing this, we ended up in matches together. And I was Bam Volpe, who was a cocky, arrogant personal trainer before I was a personal trainer.
Yeah.
So I got to go out last night like that. And it was great. It was a great match. It was a benefit show for a kid whose aunt was killed by a drunk driver on her way home from church.
Jeez.
So that means
that
dude was like drinking overnight. Like I was thinking about that. If you're on your way home from church on a Sunday morning and you get hit by a drunk driver, that dude was drinking all night into the next morning.
Yep.
And we could go on a huge rant about drinking, but we're not going to. But the show, you know, the kid, I'm so proud of him. He did a good job, you know.
Nice.
And he's new to the business, so
it's
like one of those things where he had no idea what he was doing.
It's not an easy thing to put a show together.
Packed a gym full of people who were ridiculously loud and it was great.
That's awesome.
So it was a great way to go out, you know.
Sounds awesome.
I had a lot of fun. Yep. Hopefully we can get the video up. If I can get a video from him, we'll throw it up.
Yeah, I'd love to see it. We'll put it on the site. Absolutely.
Yeah, we did a nice little spot where, just to make everybody angry, I told them to pull out their cameras and everything. I told them I had the best butt in the business. So I would.
It's all about Mike Volpe's
ass. All about Mike Volpe's ass.
It's always about my ass. So I posed for 10 seconds in various ass, you know, sticking out kind of poses. And let people were taking pictures and videotaping. There were guys taking pictures. Whoa. I'm like, all right.
That's not that abnormal for an indie wrestling
that's
show.
That's what I was thinking too. Yeah. But I had a great weekend. It was fun.
Nice.
I walked away. I got a little bit of a black eye. I kind of got forearmed in the eye.
Yeah.
Right.
Had he been a little bit more to the right, it would have been a full black eye.
One more reason why it's time to hang it up.
Yeah. My cousin goes, oh, it's just a parting gift.
Yeah.
Right.
Probably was.
There you go. Now you have a little bit to remember it by as it slowly fades away.
Yep.
Like the rest of your wrestling career.
That's what I said. I said to the promoter after, I go, I think I wasted 7 years on the wrong character.
You may have. May have. Bam Volpe was very entertaining.
Yeah.
But there again, maybe I should have never switched to the superhero gimmick either.
Could have Bam Volpe and Rob Impact.
Right back there. Boom. Except I'm done. Who knows? You can never say never, though.
That's what they all said to me. All of them. Every single guy was like, you're not done. I'm like, well, I'm done. And they're like, no, you're not. You'll be back. In about a year, you'll be back.
Wrestlers are constantly in denial that others can just stop and do something
else. Maybe they're right. I don't know.
Maybe
they are. If I come up, if things keep going the way they're going and I have free time, though, and
unlike,
and I really miss it, I'm not going to because then I'd be upset with myself for stopping if I really missed it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But as far as I can tell.
Unlike wrestlers who are really into it for the wrestling, I think I was always more into it for the entertaining.
Yeah.
But since I have other ways to entertain
you have this.
Right. And I plan on working on my stand up and getting out to open mics and everything, which I don't think I've talked about before on the show. But
no, you haven't.
I am writing a stand up act. I want to have
some good bits.
I've got some good stuff. It just needs development. And I got to figure out what my stage presence is and everything and get comfortable with that. But I would think if I can do 7-8 minutes in a ring in a weird character, I can maybe do or have the confidence to do 5 minutes of stand up.
I think you'd do it once you get on stage.
Yeah. I'm not going to tell anyone where I'm going the first few times because I want it to be all strangers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I can walk away from that and be like, nobody saw that.
Maybe someday you'll open for the Nerdists.
Maybe.
Oh,
that'd be awesome. Who knows?
That would be your WrestleMania.
It would be. Absolutely. We are, before we get into the new releases that are coming out and our geekouts and freakouts and everything, we're doing a giveaway during this episode that I probably should have mentioned at the beginning, but we were very busy. Telltale Games, which I love. I'm a big fan of what they put out. They created a new game called The Walking Dead. They're doing episodic content where they are releasing different episodes for The Walking Dead. And they provided us with a large amount of codes to give away episode one for free if you're a PC or a Mac user. So if you listen to this entire episode until the very, very end, you will get some details on how you can win yourself one of those codes. Cool. So make sure you keep listening.
I have one.
Yes.
I can't wait.
Yes. Mike Volpe's playing his via Xbox Live.
That's right.
Mike Boyd's playing his versus PSN. He should be coming up with a review very soon. And I will be playing it eventually at some point.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to play it.
And I saw you cringe when he talked about this.
A little bit.
Why?
You
just worried that it's going
to
suck?
No. Should I? I don't know if I should talk about this because they were so generous to give you codes.
No, go for it.
About it.
I just don't. I mean, I've talked about it before, actually, with like the Back to the Future game. I just have zero interest in that type of gaming.
None. Well, yeah, if that's not your genre, then so whatever.
But it's just one of those things that's kind of like Brian with the Big Bang Theory. It's like people are always like, when are you going to play it? Are you going to play it? Right. I'm like, no, I'm not. Do you really need me to tell you why again?
Yeah. I just have no idea what I'm in
for. I'm just not going to.
Yeah. I just knew. I saw the thing in Game Informer about it. I didn't even read it. I just looked at the pictures. I'm like, oh, that looks cool. And then Rob was like, I got a code for you. And I'll play it.
Well,
I don't really dig first person shooters. So, I mean.
Yeah, neither. Yeah. I mean, you just have your own style of games. Yeah. And I just don't. I mean, it's just sort of a shame because I love The Walking Dead so much. But
do you feel there's a genre that would have better suited it than a point and click adventure?
Not really.
It's kind of a weird thing.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, it's a character based drama. It's not really. I mean, they slaughter zombies once in a while, but it's just not really. I don't think it lends itself to video game.
No.
I mean, it would be like a regular survival game, but it wouldn't have the characters. You know, it'd be like Resident Evil.
Right.
But with, you know. But you wouldn't want the main characters in there because they have their own story arc.
Yep.
So you wouldn't want to just reiterate the story. So you'd want like a new set of characters. So then it would be like any other zombie survival game.
The main reason that I'm going to play is that I am very curious to get. I mean, we kind of have three different perspectives. If Mike plays it, he's playing from a Walking Dead fan perspective. Mike Boyd's playing it from a hardcore gamer perspective. And I'm playing it from a perspective of having no knowledge of The Walking Dead virtually. So that'll be really the best playing, way to
we'll see how the game differs too on three different platforms.
Right. That's true. Yeah. I'll be playing on the computer, PlayStation and Xbox. We got it all covered. But thank you to Telltale for doing that. Very cool. New releases on Blu-ray for May 1st. Haywire, which was the Gina Carano.
That was good.
Action movie. I liked it. I thought it was cool. Do you know who Gina Carano is?
Nope.
She's a MMA fighter. I just pictured the
scene on the beach.
Yeah. Yeah. That was great. She's an MMA fighter, and she's being kind of groomed as an action star, and this was her first big thing. Mm. So they took a ton of Hollywood talent and just surrounded her with it. In case it was obviously a gamble, maybe she couldn't act, but she did very well.
She did well.
But I mean, they mainly just wanted her for the action scenes and stuff, but they filled it with I'm trying to think of the names that were in it, and I can't. De Niro was in it, wasn't he?
Who?
De Niro.
I think he popped up in it.
De Niro was in it. The dude from 21 Jump Street, Channing Tatum was in it.
I don't remember the trailer for this.
There were quite a few people. But it was a lot of Hollywood names and then her. But it came out very well. I thought it was good. Also, Men in Black and Men in Black 2 are hitting Blu-ray, obviously in anticipation for
Men in Black 3. Third. All right.
Mike Volpe's Guilty Pleasure Clueless is coming out on Blu-ray.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, you can pick that up.
I love that movie.
Never seen that movie.
Really? It's good.
Really?
I enjoy it.
It's such a good movie.
It was good. Also, the Tim Burton Collection, which is a two-disc Blu-ray that includes Pee-wee's Big Adventure, Beetlejuice, Batman, Batman Returns, Mars Attacks, Corpse Bride, and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. This is an Amazon exclusive. You cannot get this anywhere else.
You cannot get this anywhere else besides thegeekgeneration.com/Amazon.
There you go.
Good plug.
Yeah, if you buy it through that way, you'll be helping out the show. Please do. On May 8th, releases Blu-ray Underworld Awakening, the newest Underworld movie. Has anyone else seen it?
No.
No.
I thought it was okay. Nothing great. Apparently the, I didn't see it in 3D. Apparently the 3D is really great because it was the first movie, following Avatar to use those same cameras for the 3D. So the 3D is supposed to be unbelievable, but I don't really care.
So it's the first movie since Avatar to do with 3D what was supposed to be done with 3D?
Yes. Hmm. That, I think that discounts animated movies though. Because those are an easy conversion to 3D, and you aren't shooting those with any cameras, really.
Yeah.
So, Underworld, the Legacy Collection is coming out, which includes all four films, if you want all of them. Chuck, the complete fifth season, which I don't watch, so I don't know. WrestleMania 28 is coming out on Blu-ray. And Gremlins 2, the new batch.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. That's a good sequel.
Yeah.
That's a very good
sequel. And it's very meta. It pokes fun of itself a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Video games, Starhawk is coming out on May 8th. Which I loved the multiplayer beta. So I might actually pick this one up. And there's not a lot of games that I play multiplayer. But yeah, Starhawk is very cool multiplayer wise. So we have, I'm sure, a lot of things to talk about in the Geek Outs and Freak Outs. So let's move right into that.
Yay!
Mike Volpe.
Oh, I'm up first.
Always.
All right. Well, last night after my... Well, wait, this airs on Monday. So Saturday night after my last wrestling match... Heather and I went to Smoky Bones to get something to eat. And now they have milkshakes. And I'm like, I don't know. I guess we'll give it a try. I had an apple pie milkshake, and it was the greatest milkshake I have ever had.
Wow.
It was unbelievable. They had real chunks of apple in it.
Yeah.
It's got ice cream and whipped cream on top with like cinnamon, like actual cinnamon on it. It was unbelievable. You would really think like you were drinking a liquefied apple pie.
Wow.
It sounds good.
It is unbelievable.
I'm admittedly not a huge fan of milkshakes in general
because
I have, if anything bothers me more in food than anything else, I'm a consistency guy. And if something's like too, I don't know, creamy like that, I don't like it.
And this is a big milkshake. We split it. This thing was huge.
Yeah.
Massive milkshake.
Damn.
It was good. So find out if there's a Smoky Bones near you. And go try a milkshake.
There used to be one by us in college. I don't think it's there anymore though.
Yeah.
For a little while. Anything else?
That's my only one. It was that good.
Like, it was that good. It dominated all other geek outs. Wow. It's impressive.
It is.
Anna?
I'm sort of geeking out about Doctor Who because I did start the new series finally.
Oh, yeah. How are you liking that?
I like it. It's kind of like a weird geek out for me, though, because I've been watching it for so long because I watched the old ones. So it's kind of like, yeah, they're good, but I'm not like surprised that they're good. I mean, sure. I'm not like super geeking out over it because it's...
And for you, it never really went away, more
or less. Right, exactly. So it's kind of... It's like bizarre for me. I mean, I'm definitely
enjoying air quotes in this episode. No one can see them. Yeah, I don't know why I'm doing that.
But I'm geeking out more probably about the fact that I'm finally getting caught up. I'm like really proud of myself.
Did you start all the way from Eccleston and come through? Okay,
which I had already seen when they first started 2005. I had seen like the first five episodes of that, but we didn't have like cable with on demand or anything, so my brother was bringing them to me.
Yep.
So it sort of just dropped off from there, but I'm just kind of really proud of myself because I'm exercising every morning. I use my elliptical machine that I bought on Amazon.com through the Geek Generation.
Really?
And, yep.
Wow.
And I've been using that for, you know, for 45 minutes, which is a good cardio amount of time.
I saw the elliptical machine that you got. And just so people know, I don't see what people buy. I can see a list of what is bought, but not who bought it.
Right.
So the elliptical machine you got is just like a floor sitting
thing,
right?
Yeah, it's tiny because I have a really small apartment in a basement. So I didn't have any room for a major piece of exercise equipment.
Yep.
But I also started jogging outside and it really hurt my feet and ankles. So I had to do something a little less like low impact.
Sure.
So I found this one and it's just... the feet, so there's no bars or anything to hold on to. It only takes a couple of minutes for you to like get your balance on it. It's a little awkward at first, but
so you stand on that?
You stand on it and you do it just like a regular elliptical machine. Huh. The motion is a little shorter than a real one. The strides are smaller, but you get used to it really fast. But I work up a really nice sweat on it. It doesn't make any noise and it doesn't take up any space.
I'm looking into something
it's
like
not
that.
It's not electric either. Power. It's all based on tension. So there's a tension knob in the front. It's badass. I love it.
That's
I'm like
cool.
psyched. And my ankles and my feet like healed. Because what happened was I ran for 2 weeks and they were killing me. Mm-hmm. And even after I stopped running, they still hurt and didn't get better.
Hmm.
And I was like limping around and I didn't feel any better after a week of not running.
Yeah.
So I was like, what the hell's wrong with me? I'm like, it broke my ankles. So I was reading about elliptical machines and that in addition to being low impact for future injuries, it can actually help you heal your old injuries because you want them to be mobile. You don't want to stop moving them. So just being on the elliptical for about 3 days, my ankles and my feet healed.
Is it noisy?
No, it's wicked quiet.
Sweet.
It gets squeaky once in a while, but you just hit it with WD-40 and it's fine.
Oh, okay.
But so yeah, I'm more like really geeking out over my new routine because I'm like, all right, I'm working out, which is awesome.
Yeah.
I'm getting caught up on shows, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And the funniest thing is my boyfriend started watching it with me.
Nice.
Which is a riot because I thought he would have no interest because I'm pretty intuitive about like what he's going to like and what he's not going to like. So I don't try to ask him or make like force my likes on him. You know, I'm like, I don't think you're going to like this. So just beat it, you know, kind of thing. So one day I'm like, all right, I'm going to watch this new show while I'm exercising and, you know, you don't have to watch it with me or whatever. He starts getting up at like 6:30 in the morning and watching Doctor Who with me. And I'm like, who are you? And what have you done with my boyfriend? Like, this is so weird. And he walks around going, exterminate.
Yeah.
Like, it's the funniest thing in the world. I'm like, I can't believe Mike. I like texted my sister. I'm like, I can't believe Mikey likes Doctor
Who. As much
as
it seems like a fringe thing, I think it's just so accessible for so many people for different reasons. And that's why it's so successful, really. And that's why it's becoming so popular now, the new series in America and everything. Yeah. So how far caught up are you?
I'm only on season 2. I'm on the first Cybermen episode.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
So you have obviously a lot of huge things in store.
Yeah.
So you're on Tenon right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. And I also started watching Firefly the other day, too.
Oh.
So I'm like, finally.
That won't take you too long.
No, that's exactly why I did it, even though I'm still on Doctor Who, because I have like 80 plus episodes of Doctor Who left. But I know that I only have now 12 left of Firefly. Yeah. So
don't forget to watch Serenity after, too.
Right. And then, but I figured out why it got canceled.
Oh.
The theme song.
Is horrible.
It's retarded. It's
I talked
terrible.
About that when I started watching,
it's
too.
It's horrible.
It's just, yeah, it's
if
really bad.
If I was flipping through the station
when
it was originally on and came across that theme song, I would flip past it so fast. I would never have watched that show.
It's atrocious.
I'm like, I literally fast forward it. I can't watch it. It's terrible.
It was like they came up with a song that parodies Westerns instead of kind of supporting that sci-fi Westernish feel that they're creating.
I mean, honestly, like, less theme song is better. I'm sorry. Like, think about Doctor Who. It's a song.
Yep.
There's no words, and then it's just this really neat visual, and then it's over.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to like weird out the theme song too much. It was just really
and the lyrics
really bad.
Were written by Joss Whedon and everything too. It's horrible.
Maybe you can write stories, buddy, but don't try to write music.
No music.
Oh my
god. You are
god.
Not a musician.
Nope.
Yeah, that is a horrible theme song.
So I think I'm just happy I have now time in the morning to get caught up on all these things that I've been meaning to get caught up on. And I'm exercising at the same time, which is fantastic.
Fantastic. Any others? Or
The Avengers.
Yeah.
We don't need to talk about that, though.
Oh, it's my first, too.
All right. You do it, then.
All right. Yeah. I'm so pumped for The Avengers. This upcoming Saturday, I am definitely sitting down. I haven't totally scheduled out yet because I'm going to run out, I think, like tomorrow and buy my tickets for The Avengers. Can you believe it's already made like $73 million internationally already?
Wow.
The pre-sales for Avengers are overshadowing full box office runs for other movies by leaps and bounds. It's crazy, the hype that is behind this. And they've been smart not to go too crazy with the promotion.
Right.
Like, you know it's out there, but the promotion's been going on. Maybe I don't see it as much because I don't watch like commercials.
Yeah, I see it a lot. You watch TV?
Yeah, but they're short. They're not like, they're not killing it to, you know what I mean?
It's not like it's a minute and a half trailer on TV, but no, I see it a lot.
There's things like, and people always use the example, or not always, but because it's still a recent example, when Whitney was coming out, that TV show, it was a barrage of like boom, 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 smack in the face. And it made people angry to the point where there was a backlash. They could have gone that way with Avengers, but fortunately they're smart enough to pull back enough. They know that it's been going on for so long.
Oh, they're making a killing. I went to Toys R Us the other day. I had to buy a birthday gift for my cousin's baby. And that when I walked in, the first thing you see is a giant display for Avengers. They have their own section in the store.
Yeah. They have a State Farm insurance commercial.
Do they?
Yeah. It's like, it's literally everywhere. Yeah.
See that.
Well, you know, the State Farm ones that are really funny with the guy with J. Jonah Jameson in them. And all his employees are dressed like the Avengers, but they have really bad costumes. Like the costumes are like made out of cardboard. Yes. It's actually really funny, but it's just a riot that like they've gone so far as to have a State Farm commercial. Like
That's
they
funny.
Have an everything commercial.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
Oh, so maybe they are going crazy.
Well,
not
with the trailers though. Like it's really not like when Harry Potter 7 came out, the second one, like, I didn't even want to watch the trailer anymore. I'm like, yeah, I get it. I'll go see the movie. Like, you know, the trailer was terrible.
Over-publicizing will kill it.
Yeah.
Well, not all the time.
There are, I hate it when movies release, like, those little, like, clips of, like, see this clip of Black Widow or see this clip. It's like, I don't want to. I want to save all that for when I'm in the theater. Yeah. I don't want too much footage. And I think I sent, like, a status update out or something at one point. I was like, I don't need any more footage. I'm going.
Well, that's the That's the worst part about every single comedy trailer is they give the best jokes away in the trailer. And then you watch a movie and you're like, oh, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
Like, it's not funny because they showed it to me 7,000 times before I even saw the movie.
Yeah. There are a lot of trailers where they give like a big twist away. Like, what was it? Not a Warrior. Warrior, they could have held back the fact that the final match of this tournament was going to be brother versus brother. We could have probably figured that out already, but they're telling us in the trailer already. So what's the big excitement? Like, where's the, are they going to meet up in the end? And I mean, I don't know.
Right. No, I agree completely.
Yeah. But
the Avengers have been done well.
Yeah.
I was surprised that they showed. See, I don't know anything about them.
Yeah.
Well, that's not true. I know enough about the Avengers. But like in the trailer, they're showing that big robotic looking thing that like practically takes a building apart.
Looks like a transformer.
Like a transformer. I'm like, what the hell is that? Like, I didn't need to see that. Like, that would have been cool just to have pop up in the movie. Like, what is that? They have released quite a bit because it was all this stuff like, well, who's the bad guy going to be? And then you kind of guess based on the other movies. But
true. Well, I'm planning on doing, like I mentioned, the whole day movie thing. So I'm going to buy my tickets for sometime at night, probably around like 10:30 ish, and then kind of back schedule all the five movies prior. And a couple people are coming by, whether it be for the entire day or just little bits and pieces.
I'm
going to
swing by
there
for the last two.
Yeah.
The only two I haven't seen were Thor. Well, I don't know. I'll talk to Heather about that, whether we're going to come here or watch it before.
Oh, right,
but
right.
In Captain America. Those are the last two I got to see.
Yep. And then our buddy,
like the Hulk.
Our buddy Cope's going to be here all day with me.
I know. That's pretty cool.
And you're going to be...
I don't know yet.
Here.
I don't know yet. actually, Mike's nephew's being baptized that day, so I know we're busy
in the morning.
At least
so,
two.
Avenger films.
So just come by
baptism.
After.
Shut up. Family obligations are pretty pressing. You can guess which one I'd like to do and then which one I'm going to do is a little different.
You can always come by after. That's what you're doing. You have something in the morning. And
we're
then
going to the circus.
Yeah.
I haven't been to the circus since I was a little kid.
Yeah. So I'll be sitting on the couch with food dropping all over myself. Going, nah, 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 nah. And the best thing I think is that our friend Cope has not seen any of them.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
So
that's pretty psyched. That's pretty exciting.
I kind of like that for me, too, that I get to sit and
you're gonna
watch
sit in that chair.
I'm just going to watch
him on that couch, and he's going to be like.
That's what I do with my boyfriend all the time. I like stare at him staring at the movie. Like when I know there's like a cool scene coming up, I'm like, how's he going to react?
The one thing I don't do that I hate when people do is they go, watch this, like I'm not watching the movie already. Like, this is good. Watch this. It's coming up. Don't hype it up. Just let it happen.
Kevin James did a stand up on that. It was hilarious.
Oh, really?
He was talking about, he's like, his girlfriend goes, watch. About. And she, and he goes, she goes, no, really watch. And he's like, what was I doing? Staring at the ceiling? Like, she was talking about them being in the movie theater too. So he's like, oh, I was going to try not to look at the giant screen in front of me.
That is a fantastic special.
It is really
if you
good.
Haven't seen Kevin James Sweat the Small Stuff,
it's so good.
It trumps any movie or TV show he's ever done.
You know,
it's
when he's
so
talking
good.
About the giant muffin and the mini muffin, he's like, why aren't there any normal sized muffins anymore? It's like you go to Dunkin' Donuts and this thing is like, you know, weighs 5 pounds. It's this giant
so
muffin.
Good. It's the first thing I saw of his before.
I don't know. Does he have other stand up?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because that's all they ever play.
Right.
I've never seen anything
I don't
else.
Know if he has like big full specials like that, but
that was a great special.
It's amazing. It's so funny. Speaking of specials, actually, I'm going to move into this one next. It's a good transition. But before I do the Avengers, we're going to do a giveaway this week in celebration and anticipation of the Avengers. I have a Thor DVD that I am going to give away to someone in the generation. So we'll be giving it away throughout this week at some point. Go to thegeekgeneration.com and pay attention to the site for details on how to win. There should be a post up later today if you're listening right now, like early Monday morning. It should go up at some point today, so pay attention to that. But speaking of stand-up specials, I am also geeking out over Jim Gaffigan's latest, Mr. Universe.
Yes.
Which was fantastic. Mike Volpe watched it. I've actually watched it twice already.
And I laughed so hard I was crying.
Yeah.
I haven't laughed that hard in a long time.
He even has a whole section on personal trainers, which was just
which
super
was great.
Convenient.
Nice.
But the best thing, not even that, it's just a great special. It's 70, 75 minutes, something like that. It costs $5.
Wow.
He's using the Louis C.K. model, which I don't know if you're familiar with what Louis C.K. did. Basically, they're bypassing any distribution company. And Jim Gaffigan said, I created this 75-minute special. It's available for $5 through my site. It is DRM free. So you can do with it what you want. Burn it to a CD. Put it on your iPod. Put it on your PS3 or your Xbox. Just please don't give it to other people. Please have them pay the $5. He also supplies a printable DVD cover if you want to create like the full DVD from it. And $1 from each purchase goes to the Bob Woodruff Foundation, helping veterans and their families.
Nice.
So he's probably not even getting the full $4 from, I mean, one is going to charity. The other four, I mean, there is other people obviously working for him that need to be paid and things like that. But he's at the point where he can say, $5, here you go. It's yours. Do what you want. And I think you're allowed two streams of it online, and you're allowed three downloads, whether it be HD or standard definition. And it's a fantastic special, so people should totally pick that up.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really funny. My last geek out is that two music albums have come out in recent weeks that I am just going crazy over, because Our Lady Peace, which is my favorite band in the entire world, came out with a new album a week or two ago, and it's great. And the band Eve Six, who broke up years ago, came out with their first album in 8 years.
Wow.
Which is crazy. And it's maybe their best album yet. And I'm just friggin' going nuts over both of them. So I do want to play just a tiny little bit of music. I know there are like copyright rules and stuff, but I've researched and I can get away with just a little snippet. So from the Our Lady Peace album, this is their single Heavyweight. Not bad, right?
No.
Not bad. And it's just like, whatever.
I'm like, huh?
I listen to their other stuff. I'm aware of who they are, but I can't think off the top of my head of another major song.
Superman's Dead.
Is
somewhere
he?
Out
when did
there.
That happen?
Superman's Dead was one of their big first singles. It was their second single. There was another song called Somewhere Out There that was really big like TRL was around and everything. That was probably their biggest U.S. hit.
Yeah.
But they're a Canadian rock band, so they don't get nearly as much play here as they do in Canada. But actually, one of the really cool things is that the internet just blows me away sometimes. I think people really take it for granted because we have access to things that we never did before. So they tweeted out on their official Twitter that Rain, the lead singer, and Steve, one of the guitarists, were going to be on streaming live video of their interview from a radio station in Canada. So I watched the video. Not only did I watch it, I recorded all the audio, and they did two performances. Mm-hmm. So now I have these two live performances of songs. And I'm just it blows me away that all this is so easy and so readily available. And it's just crazy. I don't think people step back enough and really think about what the internet is and what it's really done, because it's amazing. Super amazing. And I want to see rainbows and stars go ding. Super amazing. Wow. Eve Six's album is called Speak in Code. And even though I love Our Lady Peace, their new album, Eve Six's, is super listenable. And I've already listened to the whole thing so many times over and over, especially one track on it called Lost and Found.
Open the floodgates now. Let the water come down. The monster in the closet when the lights turned off. It's just a jacket on a hanger and the fear is gone. And the world keeps turning, sun keeps burning. We are the lost and found. Gonna make it through another time.
There's a good beat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little poppier. But they're kind of a mix between alternative and pop.
When did these albums come out? Last week, you said?
Eve Six came out this past week and Our Lady Peace the week prior.
Surprised I haven't heard them being played. Are they on the regular radio a lot? I haven't heard them on satellite too much yet.
I honestly don't listen to the radio at all anymore. I'm completely internet-based with all my audio entertainment.
Even in the car?
Everything.
You're just completely?
Everything goes off my iPod.
I know you listen to Howard and...
Yeah. So, I download all my media, podcasts, music, everything. To get my new music, I go to radio stations and check out what the current playlists are, and then I'll look at what's been released and try to find my music that way.
Mm.
But yeah, I don't really listen to the radio at all. So if it's out there, I don't know.
Neither do you.
Honestly,
I've never listened to the radio. I have never listened to the radio.
Yeah, don't start now.
No, there's too many damn commercials. So yeah. I have no interest.
Yeah. Well, that's why I have satellite. It's worth the whatever I pay.
I don't think that the music that's being played is really stuff I'd be into anyway anymore. It's
except
all
for Katy
garbage.
Perry.
Well, yeah, Katy Perry. I like
her. Oh, yeah. It helps that she's gorgeous too.
See, that drives me crazy too. I don't think any person I listen to is based on what they look like.
Oh, I didn't know what she looked like. And then I found out and I was like,
she is hot. But there are people who base their music preferences on what the person looks like. I don't understand that.
It's because they don't really like the music.
No.
They're just being superficial.
Yeah. I know people that have gone through, gone to the record store and say, oh, I heard this song by this band. I'm going to check out the album. And then they see the album cover and they see what the band looks like. And he goes, oh, never mind.
There's a running gag about the band Rush. You guys know Rush.
Oh yeah.
That girls don't like that band because the guys aren't hot, and they're not. They're extraordinarily odd looking men.
Sure.
But I love Rush because I'm I don't give a crap what they look like. I don't think that a lot of singers are necessarily good looking, but it's I'm listening to the music. But that's an ongoing thing, is that women don't like Rush because they're not attractive, which is
Rush really is jealous. One of those bands you either love or hate too. There's no in between Geddy Lee's voice is so decisive. And it's kind of the same way with Our Lady Peace. Rain's voice is very different. So it's kind of a love or hate thing. And it's weird because I like Our Lady Peace and I'm not a huge Rush fan. I like the music in Rush, but I don't like Geddy Lee's voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Rush.
Yeah.
Yay, Rush.
Yay, Rush.
And the only thing when I play Rock Band, the only song I'll sing is The Trees, because I can actually hit those notes.
Oh, damn. I would never sing a Rush song.
That's the only thing I can sing.
There is no note that exists in a Rush song that I can hit.
No, I can imagine. I can imagine.
Oh, that's like trying to sing a Queen song. Oh, right. Yeah. The high notes.
Just not happening.
Or The Darkness.
Yes. That'd be good. Oh, my God.
I saw them in Vegas. I haven't, Queen 2.0? I haven't talked to you guys since I got back from all my crap that I did.
Yeah.
That's right.
So
last time we heard from you, you had been, your vehicle had been overthrown by a herd of zombies. Right. And you killed them all with your katana.
Before we get into Vegas.
Yes.
We do need to take a break real quick. We'll talk about Vegas when we come back. We'll do our freakouts. But as we get into the break, I do want to give the super fan his time super to shine. It's time for another. That was pretty good.
That'd be awesome. You should put it on your iPod, and then that'll be his intro every time.
That's true.
He needs an intro.
We have another obscure movie review from the super fan, Chris Tong, this time talking about Ninja Cheerleaders.
This is Obscure Movie Reviews with your host, Chris Tong. This week, I watched Ninja Cheerleaders. It was released in 2008, is rated R, and has a running time of 81 minutes. Starring Trishelle Canatella, Ginny Wyrick, Maitland McConnell, and George Takei. Three college cheerleaders use their martial arts know-how to save their sensei from mafia kidnappers, but must keep their extracurricular activities a secret in order to make it into an Ivy League school. What can I say about this movie? Awkward lines, bad script, horrible acting. Do gym teachers really dress like this nowadays? Unnecessary nudity, not that I'm complaining. Is it legal to allow high schoolers to dance at a strip club? And what's with all these nut shots? I mean, I was in pain just watching this movie. The entire time I was watching this movie, the main thought going through my head was, did a horny high school nerd virgin write this movie? If I had to sum this movie up in one sentence, here goes. This is a Charlie's Angels ripoff. I give this movie 2 out of 10.
Hey Amazon users, if you'd like to help support the show, please go to thegeekgeneration.com/Amazon, which will bring you right to the Amazon homepage. If you make a purchase after using this link, you've helped the show by earning us a commission, and it won't cost you any extra money. Please use this link for all your future Amazon shopping. That's thegeekgeneration.com/Amazon.
Hey, this is Chris Gore. You're listening to The Geek Generation. Nerds rule!
We're back, and when we left off, we were just about to talk about Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. Vegas.
Have you been there, Rob?
I've never been.
I drove through it.
That's not very much fun.
No. Well, that's, you were there and then
I
left
drove through at night. So it was
I
cool.
flew over it. I've flown over it. Does airspace count?
No. Yeah.
No.
No.
No. Oh. No.
You gotta go. You gotta go.
Okay.
I thought I've been, that was my fourth time and I don't, I mean, I drink, but I don't like drink.
Yep.
And I don't gamble at all because I'm broke. So I was thinking the first time I went that I would hate it. Like, it just, I'm like Sin City, like it's trashy. Yep. There's all these drunk people everywhere. I thought I would hate it and I love it. It's just so much freaking fun. It's
really?
Fun. It's awesome. There's so much to do there that has nothing to do with alcohol or gambling.
Oh,
there's so many things.
I wouldn't have even thought, honestly.
Yeah. There's so many things to do and just walking up and down the strip is fun. People watching is really fun.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. But we went to go see, the reason we went was to go see The Darkness.
Yep.
They were so fucking unbelievable.
Really?
Like they put on one of the best shows I've ever
Where
seen.
Where were they playing?
At the House of Blues. They were fantastic.
I would
they
imagine
so
any
good.
Vegas performance has like crazy production
it was
value.
It was a small venue. No pyros, no nothing. It was just their stage presence. It was like watching an old, like, it's like watching, you know, Poison or Guns N' Roses. Like they were just all over the stage.
Which they kind of modeled themselves after,
right.
Like
well,
the hair bands.
Yeah, like a mix between hair band and Queen. They have the same producer as Queen.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. So they take a lot of stuff from Queen, which is awesome. But, just running back and forth, getting the audience really engaged. At one point, he crowd surfed. I mean, it was just freaking unbelievable. It was
nice.
So much fun. And then a band opened for him, too, which usually opening bands just absolutely suck. I'm like, come on, where's the main, you know, the main band? I'm tired of this. They're called Foxy Shazam. And they're
That's
even
a great
they're even more flamboyant than The Darkness.
Oh my God.
The keyboard player at one point got on top of his keyboard and was playing with his feet.
No.
I mean, it was friggin' unreal.
With his toes or his feet?
Like, no, his feet. He was like banging on the keyboard. No, he was like banging on the keyboard with his feet. It was awesome.
Style of music?
It's a little harder. The Darkness is a little more melodic. This was a little heavier, but they have a single out, and I'll have to. I don't know the name of it. I'll have to look. But
you know what? And you don't forget the name either. You cannot forget
Foxy Shazam.
No.
Well done.
They were so entertaining too. It was probably the first time that I ever walked away from a concert and looked up the opening band, downloaded their song, and got really excited about it. I mean, their show was amazing.
I've done that before. I saw Fuel one time, and the band Revis was before them, who unfortunately are not a band anymore. But their first album was amazing.
And then you don't watch the Pawn Stars.
I don't.
Do you ever watch Pawn Stars?
I have watched a couple episodes of it. It was like, all right.
Well, I like it a lot. I watch it all the time. I just like to learn about the stuff that they have. I could care less about like the other funny stuff. But anyway, so they always have the expert come in that like explains how much whatever is worth. Mm-hmm. So there's an art gallery guy, and he tells them how much art is worth. Like they had pictures of Jimi Hendrix in once, and you know, he told him how much it was. So we're standing there waiting for the concert to start, and my boyfriend's elbowing me in the ribs, and he's like, "That's the art gallery guy from Pawn Stars." And he's standing right behind us. Yeah. And I'm getting all excited, and I'm like, "I don't even know his name. He's so not famous."
The art gallery guy from Pawn Stars.
I'm like, this guy's like not even famous enough for me to even know what his name is, but I'm still completely geeking out and like so excited. And then I went off to the bathroom, and I came back, and he was in my way. So I'm like, "Excuse me," and moved him out of my way. My boyfriend got in a kind of a fight, because there were kids moshing during the concert, first of all, which The Darkness is not the type of band that you mosh.
Who does that?
Yeah, these kids just bought a ticket to whatever show and wanted to throw themselves around. So they kept bumping into me. So I kept bumping into the art gallery guy because he was standing right next to me.
And then one boy would just grab onto his arm and snuggle.
But I did not have the balls to say anything to him because I didn't know his name. So I felt like a jerk. Like, hey, you're that guy.
I would have been Googling that on my iPhone.
I didn't have my phone with me. I don't bring my phone to stuff like that in case it gets bumped out of me or whatever. So, and then at one point, my boyfriend took one of the kids by the collar and just pushed him as hard as he could across the room.
Jeez.
Knocked over like 10 of them. And
bowling
for teenagers. And he sort of hit the art gallery guy too in the meantime. So, I mean, it was just kind of funny because we were talking to him all night, essentially, between the excuse me's and the this rise. But like, I don't know what his name is, but it was cool.
And you didn't look it up even.
No,
in
I think
the
I did, but I don't even remember. I mean, he's a Joe Schmo. His name's probably like John Smith. It really wasn't, you know, but it was just kind of cool. And we did go to the pawn shop too, which was also really cool. So that was fun.
Cool.
So we had a blast and we rented motorcycles and drove around the desert, and that was fun. We went on top of the Space Needle.
Nice.
And we went on one of those rides that goes off the edge.
You did.
What
was it, the one that like tilts like the roller coaster and goes right
to the spinny one?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I've seen that on extreme thrill rides.
It goes up and then you're looking down and you spin around.
And you're okay with that?
Like, I'm not afraid of heights at all.
I love roller coasters. I love all that stuff. But that right there would be like my true test.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid of heights. They just don't bother me. The spinning bothered me more. It slowed down just in time where I was like starting to feel a little nauseous. I'm like, okay, this is good. Can we be done now?
Did you do the roller coaster that goes around New York, New York?
Yeah.
Was that cool?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, it's really expensive. It's like $14 to get on it. Yeah, it's wicked expensive. Everything out there is expensive.
Oh my God.
The only thing you can get out there is...
they would just let you go get on it. They charge you for all these rides?
Yeah, like, everything's really pricey. Actually,
aren't the hotels making enough money off the rooms and like
you know
the gambling?
What?
There's never enough money in Vegas.
Honestly, the rooms are cheap.
Because they want you to be there to partake of all these different things.
Right. You can get a really, really, really nice room for like $100, which is crazy because I went to a bed and breakfast up in Maine and it was $200. Yeah. So it's just hotel wise, it's super cheap.
Did you guys stay right on the Strip?
Yeah. We stayed in New York, actually.
Oh, you did?
Yep.
Cool.
So we had a blast.
Nice.
See the pyramid all lit up?
Yeah.
At night? That's cool.
Yeah. The whole Strip is awesome.
Beam
at night.
Of light that goes all the way up.
That's badass.
You can see that when you're landing.
They need like Marvel or DC needs to build a hotel in there on the Strip.
There was talk of a plan prior, and they talked about this on Nerdist too, is that someone was planning to build a life-size scale replica of the Enterprise, like the Starship. And it would be like it was in the docks. So, I mean, obviously something like that can't just stand on its own. It's a weird shape. But if it was in the docking hangar and those supports were around it, and then make like hotel rooms within it.
They have insane ways of doing how they build out there. The architects are amazing. I mean, New York looks like a city. It's insane. I mean, the pyramid is a pyramid. Luxor is a pyramid. It's got flat glass sides. I mean, it's unreal. I always thought the Titanic would be a good hotel.
Yeah.
Anything that sinks or blows up, I don't know.
No, but I thought, like, because it's all really ornate.
I want to stay in the iceberg.
You know what I mean? Like, how many people would love to stay in the Titanic? People would freak
out.
Yeah.
I mean, they would absolutely freak out. And you have the grand ballroom and everything.
That's true.
They would love it.
And Vegas is constantly remodeling.
They are.
You have to leave the the Titanic hotel by sliding down one of the inflatable ramps.
They lower you in the boat.
Or the lifeboats,
They would have to have a ride inside, like the log flume ride or something, where you get soaked at the end.
That'd be so good.
One thing that was really funny is because, like, my boyfriend and I are both really casual people. We don't dress up. I didn't even bring a pair of nice clothes. Yeah. Like, we're t-shirt and jeans people. And his friend worked at a martini bar in the Cosmopolitan. So he's like, he said, if we go over, he'll give us free drinks. So we're like, all right, cool. Walk over. We'll get a drink before we go eat. And we went into this place, the Cosmopolitan. They have a $10 million chandelier. It's like 4 stories high.
Oh my God.
It's just crystal, like, dripping from the ceiling. So we're walking through. Everybody's dressed really nice. Yeah. We're in jeans and t-shirt. My boyfriend actually has a t-shirt that I bought him that has a picture of a dump truck on it. Yeah. And it says, "Pardon me while I dump" on his t-shirt. So we keep walking. We finally get to this bar. Okay. And we're thinking he works at a bar.
Yeah.
Whatever. No, this is like James Bond. White shirts, black ties, the martinis that we're getting for free on the menu are $25
for a drink. Good thing we don't drink.
The seats are made out of white leather.
Of course they are.
He was telling us that a few weeks prior, because this was in February, so back on New Year's Eve, Beyonce was in there having a drink.
Oh, yeah. Beyonce was in there.
We're sitting there completely out of place with his "Pardon Me While I Dump" t-shirt. And he bends over and he goes, "Anna, I have to fart." I go, "You cannot fart in here.
There's probably
a
fart detector."
Right.
I'm pretty sure that whole chandelier rattles.
Right. I'm like, "You cannot fart in here." I'm like, "We're already just insanely out of place drinking $22 drinks." Like,
well, he is wearing a shirt that says, "Pardon me while I dump."
Yeah, well, everybody would know who it was then, which would be awful. So it was
like,
just really
funny. You can't read. This doesn't say fart. It says dump.
But Las Vegas is like another planet. It's just so cool just to see stuff. I mean, because you just, you know, the fountains at the Bellagio that shoot like hundreds of feet in the air. It's just stuff that you would never be able to
see.
There's
tons of free stuff too. All those shows that are outdoors and stuff.
Yeah.
You don't have to spend a lot of money, I guess.
No, you can do it right, or you can spend a ton if you want, but it was funny. And people dress up in costumes on the street and want you to give them money.
Right.
So this is
like Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Hollywood Boulevard, and you got all the superheroes out front.
So at one point there was a Mario and Luigi that were laying on the ground like drunk. So they had like a, you know, "Help me out" sign, and they're like laying there with like empty whiskey bottles and stuff. It's just really, really funny.
Was it part of the gag, or were
they
homeless?
No, they weren't. Okay. Well, they were probably homeless, but they weren't actually, I don't think they were actually drunk. It was part of the whole thing.
Interesting.
It was pretty funny, but some of them are like really dirty and you want to walk away from them really quickly. But it's just a really fun place. We had a blast.
Nice.
But if the darkness comes back to our area, I suggest everybody go to see them, because it was just the best show ever.
Very, very cool.
All right.
Fun. We still have freakouts to do.
We do.
We are going.
I just realized, like, we usually record two shows at once. I was like, what show are we on?
I know.
The first one still.
Yeah. Well, we have time for freakouts. We can do this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, freakout!
Mike Volpe.
All right. My first freakout has to do with home life, because things are not interesting enough as it is.
Oh, my God.
Well, my sister, as you know, really does. She works two nights a week. Mm-hmm. She got a job now as she's a shot girl at like a nightclub.
Yeah.
What's that? Oh, the homeless guys. Let me see.
Nobody can see this.
I know. It sucks to be them.
Maybe this Anna will give us the picture.
Yeah,
we can put
Anna
in the
should
show
send
notes.
It to your email. That's really cool. So, for the most part, And I know you said you have a similar situation. Like, I have a family member who does nothing.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't help around the house, just lays around. Well, now I have two. Because now, for the last week and a half, there's been a guy at my house who doesn't have a car, who doesn't have a job, and literally bums around my house.
So yep. Kick him out.
Oh, I want to. But here's the problem. Heather's pretty much moved in. So now if I do say anything, if I say anything about this guy, mm-hmm. her immediate retaliation is going to be, well, Heather's here. Which is fine. I don't have
a problem. Does Heather have a job?
Heather goes to school.
Heather contributes to the house, I'm
cooks,
sure.
Cooks, cleans. Yep. Cleans up my sister's mess. I don't ask her to do any of this. She just does it. I guess that's what normal girls do.
If they want to live in a neat house, yeah, they have to.
Or if they're a guest at right. somebody's place.
I don't have a problem with them being there. But like,
it's the bumming around.
Yeah. So today, before I left a list of chores, and it says, Mike and Liz, please do these. Of course, his name's Mike.
Right.
Which is awkward because if I met a girl, it doesn't matter who she was. If her name was Elizabeth, which is my sister's name,
yeah.
There's no way I'm dating this girl.
I don't know.
Because, you know, when you're in the passion
and I, see, I'm not
and
a
I say
caller.
Elizabeth, my mind's going to go to my sister and it's all done.
So, yeah. don't do the name calling. I've never been a name caller.
And the other thing is you call your sister Elizabeth and there's no shortening of it. She doesn't like it. So the Liz part could
yeah,
be
I call her,
who,
yeah.
who you date. But
all right. So,
yeah, so there's ways you can break it up. But I understand.
You get that.
I understand. You get
that. But now it's like this is ridiculous. Yeah. Now I have two bums laying around my house. Like, this has become a bum haven.
Is he like
when
officially
do I move
moved
in and
in?
Be a bum?
No, he's not moved in. He's been there for a week and a half. Like,
all right.
Even when she leaves to go, like the other night she left to go work,
mm-hmm.
and she dropped him off at home, I assume, and then she comes back at 3 a.m. and he's with her.
Does he shower there?
I haven't seen him shower.
Well, that's
there.
Sort of where the line is.
Well, if you're watching him shower, that's a whole new set of problems.
Like, no,
I don't know. I had to kick her out of the downstairs bathroom because she destroyed it. I'm like, you don't need two bathrooms. Don't occupy two bathrooms.
Oh,
move all your stuff upstairs.
I mean, the way I see it, like, if he's going to start using utilities, then he has to start paying. You know what I mean? So if his bathrobe ends up in that bathroom, I'd say that's where the line is. And you can be like, well, I guess you're going to have to start paying rent.
Is he ever there by himself when no one else is?
See, I don't know.
Because that would be my issue.
I don't know. Because I'm out at the gym or doing whatever.
Like, how long have you known this guy?
Right. And, unbelievable. Like, this is
bum stupid. Haven.
Bum Haven. That's my. I should just give my address out on the show and
I'm pretty sure that's
just come and hang out.
People can dress up like Mario and Luigi.
Don't worry, I'll buy all the food and do all the cleaning. You just get to hang out. That's pretty cool.
Ugh.
Good Lord.
They got it made.
And again, somehow tied back to bums and butts and asses.
Yeah, all the time. So my next one is like impatient people who text you. I'm sure you guys all get this. So I'm in the gym training somebody and I come back and I have like 6 texts from somebody and it's, hey, what's going on? And then the next one is, are you there? Hey, how come you're not responding to me? What are you doing? It's like, really? It drives me nuts. And then I don't respond to you because I'm like, obviously, if I'm not responding to you, it's because one, I'm busy, or two, I just don't feel
if
like responding
to you. If
you
need immediate feedback, phone call.
Oh, no, the phone calls are there too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, then obviously you're not there.
That's the beauty of text messaging. That's a non-committal form of communication.
Right.
That's exactly why.
It's like sending an email.
Yeah.
Do you demand an email response that quick? No. So don't with a text message.
But I love the, are you there?
Right. No.
Really?
Apparently not.
Are you ever going to say no? No, I'm not here.
I know. Right? You know what? I should
why
just
even
start
bother
doing
asking?
That. No, actually, I'm busy.
Yeah. I am not here
I'm
right now.
I'm not here right now. Sorry. No. This is my secret. This is the
secretary. We need auto responses for text messaging.
Can you auto response?
You can't. Not that I'm aware of.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
That'd be so cool if you put auto response on.
Yeah.
And they text you and it's just like, I don't feel like talking to you. Leave me alone.
You should be able to with the iPhone because you remember AIM? You used to be able to set those.
That's a different program though.
Yeah, but it was really similar.
Text messages are not programs.
Yeah, but they are on the iPhone because if I text Volpe, the bubble is like blue because we're using iChat. We're not like using
that's,
texting.
That's just a visual display.
Yeah, but it's still I can text him through Wi-Fi.
Oh, okay.
Like it goes into iChat when it's between iPhones.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, it's a
It but then again, I think if the other person have an iPhone?
Well, you should be. There should be an auto. You know what? We'll have to look into it. Yeah. I wonder if there's an app that does auto.
Or
response.
Someone out that's listening can tell us.
There probably is an app. Nice. Actually, there's like a lot of apps response. That alter other. Apps.
Because if you set up a voicemail, if somebody can't reach you when they call, you should be able to set up an auto text.
Yeah, if anyone knows about auto responses for cell phones or text messages,
that'd be
let
great.
Us know.
And then the last one, Rob, I mentioned this to you. I didn't watch all of the first Fantastic Four movie. And it was on TV this morning. That was not a good movie. Not the worst superhero movie.
No.
Not the best.
Far from the best.
But I watched from the beginning up until they save the firefighters who are falling off the bridge. And at that point, I just shut it off. The Thing bothered me the most.
Yeah.
The costume. It was just clunky. The mouth movement in the Ninja Turtle movies mm-hmm. worked better than what they did with The Thing. And that's a problem because those are made in what?
The 80s.
And yeah. This was made a couple years ago. More than a couple years ago. But yeah, I don't know. I was just like, wow, that I like those superheroes. Yeah. I always liked the Fantastic Four. And
I always thought they were kind of mediocre.
That it wasn't. Like, Jessica Alba was probably the best part.
Yeah. And they ruined her in the second one.
And then, I realized I'm sitting there, and I know we went over this, but it just didn't dawn on me. I'm staring at Chris Evans.
Right.
I'm like, why does this guy look familiar? I was like, holy crap.
That's Captain America.
Yeah, no kidding. He's way better off as Captain America.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
Like, I have to watch him run around in a towel in this movie. No, I'm good.
Seeing him in Scott Pilgrim was hilarious.
Yes.
Yes.
He was so funny in that movie. Good. Yeah. So funny.
Absolutely. Everyone's great in that movie. So
that was a good movie.
I didn't really enjoy it.
Really?
I'm not going to lie to you.
That surprises me.
Yeah. Surprised me too.
Huh.
It was a bit long.
It was. I think it's because at the core of that story, it was a love story. And I hate love stories.
Have you read
the
books?
No.
I actually have all the books.
Did you play the video game? Because we did.
Actually, you know what? Speaking of the conversation we had earlier, that's actually perfect. I saw Scott Pilgrim. I'd never read the books. It's a limited run. There's 6 books.
Mm-hmm.
I went and got them and read them all.
Because it was feasible.
Right.
It was a feasible project for yourself.
And I've seen other people do the same.
Right.
So when it is that cut and dry.
Yeah.
Look at how we're bringing it all around. Like, yeah.
We've come
great.
Full circle.
Yeah.
Nice.
Anna Zifkek.
Freakouts.
Freakout.
You don't have to go reach for him if you.
Yeah, well, I was just thinking because he got me all fired up about my family, but I'm like, I don't really think anybody needs to or wants to hear about all that. So
I think it makes people feel better about whatever they have going on.
Maybe.
Or they can relate to us at least.
I don't know.
Like these people.
I don't know if anyone can relate
nobody
to us.
Can relate to my, nobody not. Can relate to my problem. My
You'd
problem.
Be surprised.
My problem, actually, I could tell you, and you wouldn't believe me because it's so far out there, it's not even funny.
Well, now you have to. You can't bait us with like a burger and be like, "Do you smell it? That smells
quite
good."
The statement.
All right, just to let you know, I'm not going to be posting. Hey, everybody, listen to this on my Facebook because in case my brother listens to it, I'm in so much shit. It's
I mean,
not
if
even
you're
funny.
If you're worried that there's going to be backlash, you don't have to.
I don't
do
think
this.
He listens to my. I don't think he listens to the show.
Okay.
Yeah, my sister doesn't listen.
Yeah.
So
okay.
My brother. My brother. He's been divorced twice.
Yeah.
His second wife.
Different people?
Yeah.
Okay. Because sometimes they remarry and divorce again.
Right. His second wife has 9 children with, at the very least, that we know of, 5 different guys.
Ooh.
Well done.
It's so horrible. It's so hard to like, and then, so he married her. He had 2 kids with her.
Mm-hmm.
Then they got divorced and she immediately had another baby with somebody else.
Good Lord.
And now, like, he's kind of back together with her. And I'm like,
is she living off
the
of
hell?
Like baby daddy money?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So it's just like, what do you say to this person?
Yeah.
It's not like I love my brother. And when he first married her, and because he didn't marry her without telling us, mm-hmm. just because he knew that we would all be pissed. So I didn't talk to him for a year, and it was like the worst year of my life because me and my brother are really, really close.
Yeah.
So I don't want that to happen again. But like, how do you stand by and just watch this person dig themselves a hole and bury themselves in it? Mm. Like, it's so hard. I mean, last time I flipped out and screamed at him, we didn't talk for a year.
Yeah.
So you
just try to have a nice conversation with them, and maybe you ask him like, why, you know?
Oh, I know
I'll support
why.
whatever you do because you're my brother. But what is it that's
I know
bringing
exactly
you back?
What it is. He has a hero complex, and he's going to save her.
I don't know what that's like at all.
Rob wouldn't know hero complex.
But you can't help some people because some people are crazy.
Yeah, that's true.
And she's crazy.
It's the problem with a hero complex is when you can't identify that. Most people like start making the mistake, and I've started to figure out where that line is, where it's like, okay, I want to help you, but you're going to kill me right, in the end.
Right. That's what he doesn't understand.
And if you kill me, I can't help anyone else.
That's what he doesn't get, because even though only two of the kids are his, if he lives with them, he's not going to go out and buy pizza for just his two kids.
Sure.
He's going to be buying pizza for this giant family.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what I mean? So he basically, since he met her, he's lost his job. He's lost his car. He's quit school. Like, he's taken his own life.
How old is your brother?
He's 37.
Oh, okay. I was just curious. I'm like, that's a lot to handle. I hope you weren't going to be like 28.
No, he's older. And I think that's part of the other, you know, too. You don't want to be alone. You're 37, you know, but like, I just wish he would. I mean, why would you want to throw yourself into that much drama? Like, I'm so anti-drama.
Just ask him that.
And you know that. Like, my last boyfriend, I was like, oh, drama just started. You're out.
Yeah.
Like, I don't do drama.
Done.
Like, I don't do drama. I refuse to.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just unbelievable to me that somebody would throw themselves headfirst into a massive amount. I mean, this girl doesn't just have baggage. This girl's entire life is a bag.
She owns the baggage company.
Right, exactly. Like, you know, so it's just like, but, you know, I'm a little stuck because we were all kind of super psyched when they got divorced.
Right.
We were like, yes, it's over.
How long ago was that?
I don't, you know, divorce is like a gray area between the time that you decide to do it and the time that it's official. So I don't know. I mean, his kids are 3 and 2. They're adorable. They love us. They get to come see us on weekends, which is awesome. But, you know, if they really, really get back together, like move in together, that's going to stop.
Yeah.
Do you know, which sucks because now I'm in love with these two little kids.
Sure.
So it's just a freaking nightmare.
That sucks. That's one of those situations where it's just such like walking on eggshells.
Right. And I'm not the type that, you know, has any idea how to keep my mouth shut. So it makes things a little sketchy when I'm around her because I don't play nice. I don't, you know, I'm not going to be like, hi, how are you? I'm going to be like, you cunt.
You know what I mean? I like that.
You know that's, what I'm saying? No, like, I can't, that. I can act like on a stage, but I can't act
like
on a
C-bomb on this show.
I was just going to say, wow, Anna just took the swearing to this, the profanity to a new level.
It's my brother.
I'm going to put C explicit.
No, this should be titled See You Next Tuesday.
Episode 81.
See you next Tuesday.
Wow. You mean Monday?
Rob. He didn't get it, did he?
No.
Okay. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
We'll explain it to you later. Yeah, all right.
Okay. Oh, the letters.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't know. Well, no, because
No, you just go with the letter. No, it's the letter C, the letter U.
I'm a grammar whore.
I know, because you're a teacher.
I'm a grammar whore. Anyway.
Oh, God.
Anyway, I don't know if I have time for my freakouts this week.
You do.
I don't know if I do. Because we're about an hour, 7, 8 in already. And I don't want to go super long. Although we have a ton of stuff to do next week if we don't.
All right, let's go. Freakouts.
All right, I'll go through as quick as possible. One, Ultimate Spider-Man. New Marvel cartoon. Was really excited after we saw all the stuff.
Looked good. Looked
great.
Funny.
Being written by great people. Brian Michael Bendis and so on and so forth. No good. Bummer. No es bueno at all.
Bummer.
No bueno.
Now I know what it feels like to have ADD after watching this show.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. It is all over the place. He breaks the fourth. Well, they said he was going to break the fourth wall every now and then. I was like, oh, that's cool. Can I talk to the audience? It's like every 5 seconds. He just like in small wonders, like freezing the screen and talking to. It's insane. Way too much stuff going on. And it has this whole, like, Avengers wannabe idea. He's the leader of a team. Like, he works for S.H.I.E.L.D. He works for Nick Fury.
Yeah.
And he has, like, a team of some random Marvel people, like Power Man, Iron Fist, White Tiger, Nova. And they're all teenagers, so they're not adults either. Kind of like what X-Men was doing with the movies and everything. And it's obnoxious. I don't like the team thing. It's trying to just piggyback off Avengers. I think this is where Marvel makes most of their mistakes, is they try to tie. They already have an Avengers cartoon. They don't need to do it again. Let Spider-Man be Spider-Man. And it's not happening here. It's kind of obnoxious. Really not digging it.
Cancel it. And let's do a Venom cartoon.
Venom has shown up and he wasn't
already
too great either. Yeah. Third episode or something. Third or fourth episode. Yeah. No good. Beware the Batman. This is my next freak out. Beware the Batman is an upcoming, we've talked about it before on the show, but it's an upcoming DC animated cartoon that is CGI for no reason whatsoever. Green Lantern is, I'm getting used to Green Lantern, and that's probably the one that out of anything supports the CGI thing, just with all the energy constructs. And I still think it would be better as straight animated, but I don't know why the CGI push out of DC, just, where animation is their best aspect right now. And it looks terrible. It has like a weird side team of like this ninja girl, and Alfred is like walking around with guns and stuff, and no, I don't like it.
Seems like they all just, they're trying to do new stuff. Yeah. Like they almost, they don't want to rehash stuff, but there's always new people being introduced.
It's a shame though, because they have,
there's new people watching it all the time. So just go with what works.
Young Justice is their best thing on right now. And that's the classic animation that they always use. Yeah. It's a great team, great stories. Awesome. Green Lantern is okay. It's CGI. The stories are still kind of the same, but they feel a little dumbed down, because I think that CGI appeal is much more for the kid aspect. And I think where the Batman's going to be very much the same. It will not be an adult cartoon. But we just had the Brave and the Bold Batman cartoon that just ended recently, which was totally geared towards kids. And it was very, very kiddie. I couldn't even watch it. It was that bad. And I think this is going to be more of the same. I'm not looking forward to it. Which is weird that they would call it Beware the Batman. And they're trying to put like an edge on it. But I don't know. Strange. One more freak out. And this is one that I was talking to you about the other day. Is that, and I haven't really talked about it on the show at all, but it's been an ongoing debate in my head as to what I'm going to do this summer. Because I am debating getting hair transplants. Which I know, just looking at me straight on, doesn't seem like that good an idea, but it is going. I'm trying to be preemptive because it is going. And you can tell, in certain times you can tell. I've already started taking Propecia, which is that thing. I think I've been on it for like a month. I don't know if it's doing anything or not.
It takes time.
It does. It does. But I have a unique opportunity where the place I'm going, I would be promoting them. So I can hold them accountable for what they do, because that they know it's all going to be documented and shared online. And I'm going to be saving a decent amount of money because of that. But I don't know. It's still like an ongoing debate in my head. I've become like obsessed. I've become a hat guy. I don't want to be a hat guy. I was never a hat guy. And even though I don't think I'm in a bad place right now, it's one that constantly is on my mind. And what's going to happen in the future. And I'm like having this internal debate of what the hell am I going to do? I could just wait till next summer, because I have so many things that need to get done this
summer.
There's
a lot of superhero movies coming out this year.
I know. But at the same time, I don't want to go through another year of this on my head. Like, I look at people with good heads of hair and I say, fuck you. And your good genetics constantly. And it's something that's way too much on my mind. So I almost just want to like nip it in the bud and be done with it.
Well, my opinion on it was, if you have the money to do it,
which I do,
and they're going to do it right,
which they
should. It's going to take it off your mind, and you're going to be happy and more confident talking to women at work, just in everything that you do, then what's the problem?
I just worry. There are things that I worry about. For instance, Propecia could have negative side effects. It's a small fraction of people that could, but if they do happen and I have to go off of it, then my hair resumes its falling out phase. And now I have this new hair. So what's that going to look like? I would just shave my head and be done with it, which I know is fine. But I have two issues with that. One, I'm not going to look good with a shaved head. I know this. My face is not for it. And two, I have a scalp condition that is not diagnosed. It's not eczema. It's not psoriasis. I've gone to dermatologists. They don't know what it is, but I'm on like a shampoo. I don't know if it's working, but it would look scabby. So that's not really an option for me. So I'm almost, it's almost a way of like, I want to cover it up before it goes away. Cause not only am I worrying about the baldness, I'm worrying about what that will expose underneath the hair. Cause I don't know what that looks like. It could be all scarred up. Who knows? So I don't know what to do there. And I'm just going back and forth. I think I've kind of killed the room right now.
It sounds like you've made a decision.
It sounds like it, but at the same time, I really haven't. Big decisions like this are, I do not do well with at all. Like, it's one of those things I'm like, if I could do, I put way too much pressure on the decision itself. It's probably not even that big a decision. And I'm like going into the minutiae of like every possible outcome, because that's how geek brains work. It's like examine everything.
So they moved the hair during the surgery into places where you're losing it now.
Yeah, what they would do.
And then your concern is that after the surgery, you stop taking the other stuff.
And that leaves weird patchy areas. It's going to start
falling out in other places.
Right.
Why don't you talk to them about that?
Yeah. And then I end up shaving my head anyway. And then I've just wasted all that money.
Would consult the place about that.
Like, yeah. Well, I think the place is just going to sell me on it. No matter where I go. I think that's the way that industry is right now.
They might have an answer to that question already lined up, though. You know what I mean? That you just don't know about.
You're not the first guy to have this question or have this situation happen. And you're assuming that that's what's going to happen.
Right.
It may not.
Plus, they can kind of tell by looking at it where it's going to go and where it's not.
Like, they've looked at pictures. Right. I've sent pictures that I can look at my dad.
Right. And the stuff that's going to stay anyway, they just wouldn't do it there. And then, so if you went off of that propecia, then it wouldn't, that wasn't going to fall out anyway.
I would have like,
not like the rest of your hair is going to fall out.
Yeah, you're not going to lose all your hair and have a mohawk in the back.
Sweet. That I can live with. Well, no, I think it would kind of be like the Jean-Luc Picard thing of like,
well, you're also the looking, center stripe. You're going. Looking at a really long way in the future. So it won't be really a waste of money if you change your mind, shave your head 10 years from now. That's not really a waste of money.
That's true.
But the rate that it's going is obviously very slow because you're 31.
Yeah.
So like my dad was 27 when I was born and he was bald.
Yeah.
Bald when he was 27. So obviously your rate is going very slow. One of my grandfathers was too. It was also was my grand. Yeah. My whole.
They used to say it was by your mother's father.
I was just thinking that. I'm like, do we have, this is like the chicken or the egg.
Right.
Like where do, I guess there's no answer to it, right?
No, there's always.
There's a genetic link somewhere, but I don't think it's consistent.
They don't know. Yeah.
I think it's as consistent as like getting one family member's hair.
There's always recessive genes. The other. Yeah. So they could be passed down for a long time before they pop up.
My dad lost, he had more hair than his dad, but I look at him like, I don't know, maybe if it skips me. My kid could be going bald at 25, you know?
Yeah, like my brother's hair is still more than mine.
I mean, I'd say at 31, you're still in very good shape.
Probably.
Yeah. And plus looking at your dad, too.
Yeah. I just don't, like, I look at my dad and I go, I don't want that.
Well, it's a little long.
Yeah. He could style it better.
Yeah.
He could. But I don't want that even potential of the middle stripe kind of going away. No. Also, no es bueno.
Could also keep it short-ish. Yeah. Like,
that's the other thing, too.
It's not, like, shaved, but it's not long.
The other problem, too, is if I get it done, because they do a transplant, they take stuff out and they reposition it. They basically go from a stripe in the back of your head, which means for a little while, at least, you cannot shave your hair down to a certain length, because then it exposes the scar.
Right.
And even though it will fade, it will probably never go away. So then I could end up down the road with this weird line on the back of my head, which I'm probably making to be a bigger deal than it would actually look like as well. I could just say I got in a knife fight or something.
Right, exactly. That's what I do with my arms. See that nasty thing?
Yeah.
That's the ugliest scar in the world.
You tell people you got hit in the back of the head with a chair when you were wrestling.
That's true.
Put you open.
That's true. I was a wrestler. I can use any scar excuse I want.
With a pool of blood in the ring.
And we'll say you did it.
I did it.
So, yeah, that's my other freak out.
Yeah.
Which is probably consuming way too much of my mind. It's actually
the most legitimate freak out we've ever had.
Yeah.
That's kind of a bigger deal.
I don't know, but where the Batman is really pissing me off.
All right.
So I don't know. But we definitely should wrap up now. We're going very long this week. And we do want to have something to talk about next week. So we've never had a show where we like geek out and freak out through the whole thing and then intersperse. I kind of like it.
Yeah.
It was nice. We had a lot of stories.
It's just a really good conversation.
A lot of stories. Good conversations. And we will, I guess, see you guys next week.
Yeah.
Later.
Make it so.
So for those of you that stuck around till the very end, as I said earlier in the show, we're giving away some codes to download The Walking Dead Episode 1 from Telltale Games. This is playable on PC and Mac, and you can download it through Steam. The game is rated for mature audiences, so you must be 17 or older, or else I will not send you a code. Sorry. And codes will be awarded to the first 3 people to complete the following task. You need to send an email to podcast@thegeekgeneration.com with a subject line that says, Mike and Anna are zombies. The first three people to do that will receive a code to download The Walking Dead Episode 1 for PC and Mac through Steam.